Hello, humans. I am Dalek Bor. Tomorrow we celebrate the Dalek holiday of Thanksgiving by exterminating an entire civilization. And yours has been selected. But first, I must distract you so that you do not see us sneaking up on you. I will play the following interview/panel with John Barrowman, also known as Captain Jack. And while you are listening, we will exterminate you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Tell them, if you're not going to love me, I don't want you in my life. part of it. But before you do that, make sure, like someone, perhaps like yourself or others out there, who support teenage charities, which are great to support, and you know if they need a roof over their head for a night, two nights, until they get themselves up on their feet because they're strong individuals and they want to do good in this world, give them a roof over their head before they do that jump and make that jump. That's the most important thing. So that's what my advice would be. I've got friends who've done it and suffered from that also, and their life is much happier because they have everybody around them who wants them there.
When I
came out to my parents, I wrote about this in the book, the first thing I said to them, you know, before I said it, I said, I want you in my life. If you don't want to be in my life, I'm prepared to turn and walk out this door and not come back. And it was the hardest thing I ever said to my mom and dad. But my mom and both of them turned, my mother did one of those kind of dynasty walks, and she walked up to the other end of the room and she went, I don't know. And my dad was like, you know what? At this moment, I don't understand a lot about it, but I'm going to learn, and you're our son. We will always love you, and we are upset if you think we would turn on you. So I was shocked and overwhelmed. I was exceptionally lucky. But yes, when I say turn, I don't mean be vicious to them, but just put the ultimatum. I am gay. If you don't want me in your life, if you don't want me here, I don't want you in my life, and I'm going to leave now. Pack my bags and go. Just make sure you have somewhere to go. Don't go out on the street, okay? And your charity would be great. And if people need any help, send them to my website or to my team on Twitter. We always have lists and addresses of places where people can go, okay? Thank you. And that was the episode. Organizations out there who are kind and generous and are not like all of the ones who dislike, but I wish they'd stand up more and speak out more. Yeah.
Hi, sorry, it's a little hard to follow that question.
No, it's not. Do something fun! brilliant. And then now when they look at me, I go, this is Sean Barrow, don't turn around. Got it? I'll sign it later. Although from the looks of it, my name will not fit on it.
And I have one question. Where have you been all my life?
Hey! Dirty, dirty.
Yeah. My real question is, what do you think of Doctor Who going with a more seasoned doctor like Peter Capaldi as opposed to a younger guy like Matt Smith?
Well, I don't know how you can say Peter's a more seasoned doctor because he's never played a doctor before.
He's a seasoned actor.
Right, I think it'll be perfectly fine. And I know Peter. Peter was in Torchwood. He was in Children of Earth. And he's also part of the Doctor Who world, playing another character, you know, things like that. So the one thing that people, we were just having this discussion back there, weren't we? A lot of people, you know, you get the kind of Doctor Who haters who come on and like, I think it's ridiculous, Peter Capaldi, no, shut up, just shut up, okay? Just shut up. Because you will go aboard the TARDIS with Peter Capaldi, and in 3 weeks you'll be going, oh my god, it's Doctor Who wonderful, no, so shut up. It's about the Doctor's journey. It's about the Doctor. It's not about who plays the Doctor. It's about the life and the world that the Doctor takes us and that journey he takes us on. Because, as you've seen, it's a whole process. So, you know, Christopher Eccleston, great, brought the darkness to the Doctor. David Tennant. So you can get that, and you can follow his story, because it's awesome. That first sequence, the airplane sequence?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it, but just put it this way. We had to change it, because we had written in the book, because some young people, like the publishers, are like, you can't swear, because Dad, I'm not going to say what he's doing, but if he falls in midair and is going to come to the ground, because you have to explain to new readers and people who don't know Captain Jack what's going to happen, and he looks at the ground and he goes, this is going to effing hurt. And then they're like, you have to take the effing out? I'm like, all right, but you would say that. So he just goes, this is going to hurt, and then smack, and then the chapter changes, and he's, you know, people then think, oh my god, the first chapter, they killed the hero. No, they haven't!
Miriam, get here.
Okay.
Yes, I was wondering if there's going to ever be a possibility for either a concert tour or a Christmas album, because with the voice you have, it would make every holiday song better than ever before.
Springs. husband Scott, who is waiting for me, and after I'm done here, I have to go do photo ops. And then I have another hour of signing, and then I have to catch a big airplane to California.
But you give me
an address. There might be something in the mail.
Different zip codes.
What happens in Detroit stays in Detroit.
Detroit.
What?
My question is, now that you're a season 3 regular on Arrow, who would you want to teach a lesson to, Stephen Amell or Colton Haynes?
I think I've already taught a lesson to Stephen, so I think it's Colton's turn. And maybe both of them at once.
I was wondering, have you and Scott ever discussed or thought about adopting?
We have. The fact that I really want to, and I also want to have maybe one of my own, and just, you know, it's just finding the right person, because obviously you have to have a woman to do it. I don't just want to go pay money to somebody to have a baby. I want to actually know the person. I want them to be part of it, and that child then would know that that is their mother. So I haven't. So I haven't gotten that joke, but I said maybe we should do a reality show.
Now, could you explain that?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. Because the picture, the picture is me in front of a Spitfire in the 1940s, and I swear to God, it is an original picture. It's not, you know, like an internet fake copy, because we had the one sent to us. I have no clue, but there's someone out there in the 1940s who looks like me and is standing in front of a Spitfire like that going, and it freaked the shit out of me. Because my dad's cousins and part of his family, they were in the military and in the RAF, and so of course some of them were killed. But, you know, one of them died in the Somme, all different stuff. So we had family in World War I and World War II. So for me to see this, it's like, whoa. So if anybody knows anything, let me... It's not me. That's what I'm saying. It's someone in 1940. What? I know, and I don't smoke. And then I'll, because then I'm thinking, wait a minute, maybe I really am Captain Jack.
And he's like, where's craft service?
like, craft service. Hold on a second. Bring out craft service, everybody. It was a sandwich and some tea. The money in Britain is spent on the programs. It's put on the screen rather than in people's tummies. But I do understand that, you know, the crew are the most important people that need to be fed because they do the most work. And we do that in Britain as we do here in the States. But I much would rather see the money being spent on a screen so you guys see it rather than being, you know, off screen. So.
I also.
Oh, this is a double barrel question.
I also want to act in the UK. I was born in the United States, but I really have an appreciation for British acting. And I was just wondering if you have any advice for someone like me on how to do that.
Well, work hard. That's all I can say. There's no magic theory. I have two passports. I'm a British subject, and I'm also an American citizen. And if you don't have a British passport, the likelihood of you being able to work in the UK is very slim. But that's not saying it will never happen, because I'm never someone who's going to crush anybody's dreams. But if that's your dream, you go for it and find out a way to do it any way you possibly can. Just work hard and be committed to it, because if you're going to be an actress, don't do it as a hobby, because there's too many shit actors and actresses out there. Yeah.
We have time for two more questions.
Two more questions, but you started late, and I don't know why, so I get 10 extra minutes.
Okay.
You got to get over to this side, too. I see my buddy over there. Yes, and one of them, we have a hard-hearing person down front who would like to ask a question, too. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Morgan. I'm wondering, what is your biggest OTP?
Then he reached out with his left hand, so I changed. I said, you know what? do this. Just go up to people and they introduce you. Because we had a conversation about it. I said, wouldn't it be great if you just went up to people and they go to shake your hand with their proper hand, and you go, thank you. And it's awesome because you get two reactions. And I said this to you. You either get, oh, nice to meet you, or you get, oh! You're like,
you're not an alien.
Found out that Jack gave his sports technique leader to Eunice. Why do you think you would give him a real prize possession?
I don't know. Well,
perhaps it was. Did we really, why did he give it away? I've never thought about it, but I think maybe there would have been some coercion to get it, because it's not something. Because when he gave it to me, it was deactivated as a time travel. But maybe they haven't been cut in, it was back and turned on. So it must have happened, because actually, if I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't given to them. It was found when they found Torchwood after it was blown up, when they went through the rubble. So, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is, hold on, don't charm me. Say it again. Right. So I think that was when it was bequeathed to them on one of Jack's deaths. So I think it was when the hub was blown up and Jack was blown to smithereens that they found it. I don't think the doctor would give it over. Hold on.
He said you had it at the end of Children of Earth.
Yeah, but this is where it gets kind of fanboyish. I possibly could have traveled back. No, because we have to think about this kind of stuff. I possibly could have traveled back to get it, and then it would be another later death that they might get it, but they'd already gotten it once before, which had already happened. That's what I love about time.
One more.
This young lady's had her hand up the whole time. I'm so sorry. The whole time in the front.
Trying to look the room.
And she's dressed like me.
Why does Jack have four stripes on his right tabs?
Oh. Because he is a... No, you got me, because I can't remember the exact name of the title, but there is a specific reason why. It's a group captain, as opposed to a captain. So thank God I remember that. But it was also because it was Americans or Canadians who flew with the RAF who were given those special group captains, because the RAF would be given... It also means they're from another type of military background. So there's another big history that goes along there. And I'm so proud of myself for remembering that! But that's it. We have to finish. But if you want to come up for new photo ops, and then I'm going to do another hour of signing, then I have to go to catch the plane and get home to my hubby. But I just want to say... Thank you very much.